The Netherlands has an aging population not unlike the United States. In 2000, 12.4% of the U.S. population was 65 or older. In the Netherlands, 14% were over 65. Like the U.S., the Dutch are facing nursing shortages. Recruiting new nurses into long-term care has been difficult. Without nurses, both countries are facing a crisis. Ann Margaret Pott, a Dutch long-term care researcher, describes the problem.
People want to have small-scale facilities, but do we have enough people to care for the older adults living there in the future? Because there is a double graying of the population, but also less young people to care.
But the Dutch are addressing the nursing shortage differently than the U.S. Through public and private partnerships, researchers like Dr. Pott and Denneke Schmidt are studying the problem of too few nurses to care for a graying population.
We looked at the burnout of the staff and the job satisfaction.
Here in the U.S., the recent health care reform legislation contained dramatic changes to the U.S. long-term care system. Senator Herb Kohl, the ranking member of the Special Senate Committee on Aging, the committee responsible for drafting many of the long-term care provisions of the bill, called the reforms the most significant nursing home reform initiatives in two decades.
It's been 22 years since we raised the standard of care in nursing homes, and quality improvements are long overdue.
The new law specifies the number of nursing staff required in each facility. It creates a ranking system that consumers can access on the internet and their mobile devices, and it provides for stiff penalties for those nursing home providers who don't provide good care. But in over 2,900 pages of legislation, the U.S. reform package fails to develop a system to ask a very simple question. Do nursing home employees like their jobs? The Dutch recently investigated the issue.
We went to 136 facilities, and there were different types of facilities providing care for people with dementia. The traditional nursing home, but also a nursing home that provide small group living care, and we looked at the quality of life of people with dementia, the well-being of the nursing staff, and the quality of care.
The Dutch team identified two important findings. First, that decreased government regulation allowed for increased job satisfaction. And second, that nursing home staff were happier in smaller home-like facilities. Here's Denneke Smit, one of the researchers.
It's a complicated answer, because we found that characteristics of group living home care were good for certain aspects of care that are important for the well-being of staff. So, for example, in group living home facilities, staff found that they had more autonomy in care, in providing care, and were supported better by their supervisors. Yes, and therefore that was related to job satisfaction and burnout.
While both countries face the same challenge, a growing aging population and a nursing shortage, the Dutch have figured out that decreased regulation and increased autonomy creates a satisfied nursing staff. Here in the U.S., we focus on mandated staffing ratios, transparency of ownership, and public availability of survey data, and we hope that staff satisfaction improves in the process. This is Drew Graham for McKnight's Long-Term Care News.